Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, before the quarantine, just how much did you sit on your bottom each week?
Mine is flat. I sit on it so much.
Yeah, well.
At least that's where I think it's flat.
Do you ever take in consideration how much you do sit each week?
No, only when you bring it up on the show and try to guilt me.
Mm. They've done some research on this.
Mm-hmm.
And the study finds that on average, Americans spend about 56 hours per week just sitting.
Okay.
So what does that break down to? Because you're asleep for 8 hours of the day.
Well, if there's 40 hours in a week for work week, that's 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah. Oh.
So 56 would be 8 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So you're sitting on the couch at home watching some TV, too.
Roughly.
For me personally, I'm not a sitter. I don't sit, even at home, I don't think I sit a lot, unless I'm at my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I will sit there.
Where do you do? What do you do? Where do you go? Like, walk around the house?
I just walk around the house.
Mm.
Lost.
Walk outside, you know, just piddling around in the yard and stuff like that.
Oh, piddling in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in the backyard. Yeah, my neighbors haven't caught me, my new neighbors anyway. Not yet anyway. According to some research at the Mayo Clinic, go figure.
I love Duke's
The Mayonnaise
Mayo.
Clinic, doing some research about sitting.
The Duke's Mayo Clinic?
I think so. They say sitting disease is literally killing Americans.
I hear that, but I never hear of anyone dying while they're sitting down.
They say our bodies have evolved over years to do one thing, and that is to move around. As human beings, we evolved to stand upright. For thousands of generations, our environment demanded nearly constant physical activity to protect ourselves from the saber-toothed tigers, the cave woman that's mad at the caveman when he comes home without anything to eat.
That hadn't changed.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you what, this is fine, but that's what evolution is, and we're now evolving the human body to be able to sit for longer periods of time.
Okay.
I'm doing my part.
I would agree that
my offspring will hopefully be able to sit for longer periods of time than any other human before them.
So our fingers are going to get really long for the computer, and our legs are going to get really short because we don't have to walk on them anymore. Is that how it's going to be?
Have you ever seen WALL-E? It's exactly like that.
Oh, is that computer movie?
It's not a computer movie. It's that robot little
guy. Robot movie. Yeah, I tried to watch that movie. I sat down for about 30 minutes, and I got so bored I had to get up.
Why?
It didn't have any words to it. It just was
robot
that was moving around in a junkyard.
I can't watch the movie because all I think about is my friend who's attracted to that robot.
What?
He's like, I find that robot attractive.
So you're going to ruin it for me.
I know. So I can't even watch the movie now. I've never seen it.
He's not even that attractive.
I know.
I would not hang out with a friend that's sitting there.
I know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call him a friend. It's not Hawk, is it?
No.
No, it's not me. I mean,
hey, just because you were bored with the movie doesn't mean you couldn't be attracted to the robot.
That is the most bizarre thing I would never have expected in a conversation about sitting.
I know.
When we talk about a sexy robot named WALL-E.
That's not sexy.
Yeah. It's not sexy.
And just to let you know, that movie does have words in it. You just didn't watch it very long.
Oh, okay. I got bored with the first 30 minutes of it.
Yeah, the reviews on it weren't good, but I did actually enjoy the movie.
It was fun. Yeah. I mean, it's an animated movie. It's not like it's going to win an Oscar or nothing.
Well.
WALL-E.
Should be X-rated, I guess, now that it
now, no
Kato's
kidding.
Friend around.
I wasn't watching it right.
Apparently not.
Come here, you little minx.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like that. What cartoon character does he find attractive?
I ended the conversation. Okay. I'm like, it's time to walk off from this conversation. We were at a party once. Okay. And, so I had to walk away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.